Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 676. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiyismach@take10fortorah.org. In addition, please try to leave a review. 5 stars would be great, fantastic, amazing. Thank you. And also, please share with a friend. This week is Parshas Vayera. And in Parshas Vayera, we have the very difficult story of the city of Sodom. And in the story of Sodom, we have, obviously, a very villainous, very wicked city that's punished in a terrible way for having done something very wrong. And although the sin of Sodom is usually associated with sodomy, because there is a reference to that in the story, Chazal actually don't teach the story that way. Chazal teach that the story is really about, the sin of Sodom is about how they treated others, how they treated guests, and it actually acts as a contrast of a topic we spoke about recently, of the hospitality that we find in the beginning of this week's parasha of Avraham, to the terrible way in which Sodom treated guests and their unwillingness to share what they had with others. But what I wanted to talk about is the upshot of the story of Sodom. When we read the story of Sodom, the Psukim tell us how God hears the cry of people in Sodom, and the Rishonim point to, and truth is the Navi itself points to, that the troubles in Sodom related to people persecuting other people, behaving badly towards other people. The Gemara is a little bit clear. The Gemara says it has everything to do with monetary policy. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Anshei Sodom Lo Nisgo Ela Bishvil Tova Shehishpia Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph goes to Amud Beis. And the Gemara there says that Anshei Sodom had a lot of money, and that's what got them into trouble, the haughtiness over their money. Amru, they said, V'chimi Acha She'eretz Mimena Yatza Lechem V'Afros Zahav Lo. Once we have such an incredible land, a land which is so fertile that it's as if bread comes from our land, and the dust itself is made of gold, Lama Lanu Ovri Drachem. Why would we want anybody here to take from us? She'ein Bar Malena El Lechasrein Mimimonenu. They only want to take our money from us. Bo V'Nishkach Toras Regal Mi'Artzenu. We want to go and get rid of Toras Regal. We want to get rid of any visitors, and so they treated them badly, and as we'll see soon, did all sorts of things to get their money, take their money, and make sure that it was awkward and uncomfortable for guests to come. Of course, the story that we have in this week's parasha revolves around that. We have Lot taking in the angels, and they come at Lot, and they want access to the angels, they want to abuse them, and they want to do whatever they want to do, and that's obviously a simon, and emblematic of what's going on in Sodom. So the upshot of all of this is some interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that you probably have heard before, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, describes the different midos of people. Now, specifically, we're not talking about all the gamut of midos and how people interact with others, but we're specifically talking about how people deal with their money. So it says, Arba midos ba'adam, there are 4 traits when it comes to people, 4 different traits. First, one is ha'omer shali, shali v'shalcha, shalcha. One who says, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. Zu mida beinonis. That is a very average mida. V'yesh omrim, zu midas Sodom. And some say, the attitude of what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours, that's the attitude of Sodom. Shali shalcha v'shalcha shali, what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine, am ha'aretz. That's, you're just an idiot. You don't really understand anything. Shali shalcha v'shalcha shalcha, if I say what's mine is yours and what's yours is yours, you can use my stuff, whatever you need, and of course I would never take anything from you. Chassid, that's a level of piety. Shali shali v'shalcha shali, when you say what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine and I have access to all of your stuff and you don't, that's obviously a wicked perspective. So the Mishnah articulates what possibly might be Midas Sodom and what possibly might be entirely average. It's very odd. It says, Ha'omer Shali Shali V'Shalcha Shalcha Zumi L'Beinonis. What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. According to the first opinion, that's exactly average. That's okay. According to the next, V'Yesh Omrim, it might be Midas Sodom, which is the worst thing in the world. It's very difficult to understand what that means. Bartanura says, Karov Hadavar Lavoli De Midas Sodom. You know, it's not that the same, that type of trait is the problem of Midas Sodom, but that type of trait of what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours, and being very principled to that effect, that is very close to Midas Sodom. He says, Shemitoch Shehu Ragel Bakach, Afilo Bedavar Shechaveru Nene, Vehu Eino Chaser. And a person who has that attitude always and says, what's mine is mine, I stand on principle, I stand on ceremony, then it's not yours, and I'm not willing to allow my friend to benefit, even if I derive no loss from my friend's benefit, v'zuhayse midas Sodom. That's what midas Sodom is all about. Shayu miskavnen l'kalos haregel b'mnehem, because their goal was to make sure that nobody took from them ever. V'yafapisha hayse ha'aretz v'chavas yidayim l'fnehem, Velo hayu chasirim klum. They would have nothing to lose, and they had nothing and no risk. They still had that attitude. The Maharal explains that this idea is hafech hamida hazos asher eino rotza lasu shum tov im acher. The mida of mida sedom is, you know, the opposite of wanting to do good. It's I don't want to do any good to anybody. Umami devarav al adin, and I'm totally exact and deliberate with the halacha. The eino rotza lasu slofnim mishores adin, and I never want to engage in anything which is extra legal. Just the facts and just what the law requires. Umida zos kvar biarnu lofniza. He quotes one report about how the reason Jerusalem was destroyed because everybody stood on precise din Torah, and that brings destruction. Because the whole world is about chesed, about kindness. We humanity derive the kindness from the world itself. The opposite of chesed, the inability for somebody to get out of their off of their principles and to be able to be a little bit mevater, to give up on what they think they rightly deserve, that causes all the problems. Kama gadol chetok mishamam b'kol devar v'aladin, he says. How great is the sin of somebody who everything is the strict halacha? Ad shebesof bali de kama devarim. Things can lead to some terrible things. Ki mi she'eno rotza levater b'shom devar hu baladaktik al kach ad shehu balagezel ulechamas gamar. It comes to all sorts of sins, even though it starts with a person standing on principle. I always quote the story that I heard from Rav Pam. A guy comes to Rav Pam and tells about how he's got a machlokas with somebody, and after describing the entire story, he says, but Rav Pam, you have to understand, it's not about the money, it's about the principles. And Rav Pam responds, he said, great, so you're telling me it's not about the money, it's just simply about you have bad midos. That's what it means to stand on principles. When you stand, I guess, too strongly on principles, you lead to a situation where you have the results of Sodom. If you take a close look at the Gemara and the development of the Gemara and all the stories that are told about Sodom, there's some remarkable stories. It's worth some study. The Gemaras are found in Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph through Amud Beis and Sanhedrin. And it talks about how the people of Sodom, first, it came from a belief that they had to protect their money, that other people were going to come after their money. But then it speaks of course, how one thing led to another. And when people would come to town, they would want their money from them. They would devise all sorts of schemes to be able to steal their money. Now, how did that come from Shali, Shali, Vishalcha, Shalcha? So perhaps, I don't know, what gives you the right to come? You have no right to come to our town. Now that you came, one can rationalize that I deserve your money. It's up to me, for me to take, and if I can figure out a way to do it, I will. The stories go on and on, how people were persecuted and abused, and justice itself was entirely corrupted. There's the Gemara says, Arbo dayonehim b'sdom. There were four judges in Sodom. Listen to the names that the Gemara gives them. Shakroi, Shakruroi, Zaifi, Umatzlidina, which means liar, like a real liar, a forger, and a perverter of justice. Talk about wonderful nicknames. And it speaks about how they looked at justice. And so with all these stories, Chazal took out of the story of Sodom that principles are wonderful and principles are great. But there's a notion of kofin al midas Sodom. We do whatever we can to make sure that people do not behave in this way, because the line is so light between a person standing on principle and being a benoni and becoming somebody who devolves into somebody who's engaged in midas Sodom. There are a whole variety of halachos relating to lefnim mishuras hadin and going above and beyond. Zenehene v'zelo chaser, a person is using your things and you really have zero, absolutely zero loss from it, to allow them that use and to not to bill them and make them pay for what they've used so far. A person has an inheritance and a bunch of brothers have to split up a bunch of lands. There's a law of bar metzra where the person who has an adjacent land has the first right to that land. The neighbor has the first right to that land because, like, hey, why not? He has so much to gain and you have much less to gain. And so when somebody has the opportunity to gain, never stand on principle and deny them that opportunity. Never be like Sodom, because the line between Benoni and Midas Sodom is very tricky, and one could lead to the other if you're not careful. Have a wonderful Shabbos.